kind of money you've got there?
Juice money.
That sinful juice money there. Indeedy. $83. Little Ronnie Grant's trying to give away this hour to someone with the last name of Maxwell. M-A-X-W-E-L-L. That's a very hard thing to spell. $83. We call them and they know the amount. We're going to give it to them. Absolutely free, of course. Let's check out the music now. Lobo, me, you, and a dog named Boo. Brand new one for you, WQAM's new golden anniversary survey. Lobo, me, you, and a dog named Boo. It's a good song, too. It's $83 in the jackpot. Place the call to the Maxwell residence as you listen to the Carpenters. Call the Maxwell residence. No answer at the phone. So another dollar in the jackpot for next hour. $84. Just might be calling you.
Wonderful WQAM.
It's going to be sunny today and tomorrow. Beautiful weather for you. High of 80, low tonight 65. Seas around 5 to 8 feet for you boaters. A little rough out there. A little water's going to be choppy, of course. 76 degrees in Fort Lauderdale. 77 in Miami. Go back quite a few years. Ernie. No, this is Benny Spellman. Fortune teller. All right, a fortune teller. I think I need to go myself. 1047 WQAM Music Time. Beautiful song by Brad. If... Isn't that lovely? Well, it certainly are. Glad you asked me to play it. Brad and If, 10:50 with Danny Dewdrop.
Huh. Last night.
Wonderful WQAM.
Stacking up the hit music at WQAM, the Ronnie Grant Show, 10:53. Alice Cooper, the very lovely voice of. I'm 18, I kind of like it.
A 120-foot freighter carrying 287 tons of dynamite is aground on a reef off Tiny Walker Key, 30 miles north of Grand Bahama Island. This is Clark Porterfield. The Coast Guard says the freighter Sherry had an engine failure and drifted aground. The five-man crew's been removed to the key, and the Coast Guard cutter Dauntless is standing by until a commercial tug can be summoned to pull the potentially explosive ship free. Meanwhile, the Coast Guard's reported the 60-foot cabin cruiser, the Scorpio, is disabled and taking on water in the Atlantic, 8 miles east of Fort Lauderdale. A spokesman says there are 14 persons in the craft, and a helicopter has dropped a pump so they can try and keep the boat afloat. A cutter's en route. The tanker Echoville is standing by in case of emergency. Classes as usual this morning at Parkway Junior High School in Broward County, despite a fire during the night, which caused $100,000 in damage. The fire gutted four classrooms, vandals scattered books and records throughout the school library. The Broward Sheriff, Ed Stack, says it's definitely a case of arson. It's the fourth suspicious fire in the county over the weekend, and police are beefing up their patrols of vacant schools and other buildings. A two-year-old Dania girl is drowned in a canal near her home. The girl had been missing for just a short time when her body was discovered in the canal by another child. The victim identified as Anita Faveras. Authorities in Fort Lauderdale are holding a 34-year-old man, Samuel Lee Williams, for the shooting last night of Joe Watson in a gunfight in the parking lot of a Big Daddy's bar at 31st and Broward Boulevard. Watson was struck in the chest and is listed in critical condition. Beaches in the state, especially at Daytona and Fort Lauderdale, look a little emptier today. Tens of thousands of students started home today and yesterday after their annual migration to the South Florida beaches. In Daytona Beach, the municipal court scheduled double sessions to dispose of pending cases left over from more than 700 arrests made last week. But officials at both Daytona and Fort Lauderdale say the crowds were well-behaved as a rule this year. A big night for the Floridians, Bill Brubaker reports.
Pressure game number six of the semifinal ABA playoffs tips off tonight when the Floridians battle the Kentucky Colonels at the Miami Beach Convention Hall. Going into tonight's 8 o'clock pressure contest, Kentucky leads the best of seven series, 3-2. A Floridian win tonight would force the seventh game tomorrow in Louisville. A loss would advance the Colonels into the Eastern Division Finals against the Virginia Squires. Mac Calvin has led the Floridians in the playoffs with a 29-point average, and today, Floridian forward Sam Robinson was named to the 1971 ABA All-Rookie Team. This is Bill Brubaker, Floridians Basketball for WQAM Sports.
What a happy difference at Publix Markets, where shopping is a pleasure. Publix.
Hungry for pork? Well, come on into Publix. Quick frozen quarter pork loin is featured now at only 39 cents a pound. Clip your newspaper coupon and get 100 extra S&H green stamps, too, when you buy pork loin at Publix. save on all the other great first of the week specials too at Publix, where shopping is a pleasure.
WQAM Miami weather, mostly sunny today and Tuesday, and gusty winds. The high today, 80. The low tonight, 65. Currently in Miami, 77. In Fort Lauderdale, 76. Dateline, Grand Bahama Island, a 120-foot freighter with 287 tons of dynamite aboard is aground in a reef. Dania, a 2-year-old Anita Paveras, has drowned in a lake near her home. Fort Lauderdale, it's school as usual at Parkway Junior High despite a $100,000 overnight fire. Miami Attorney Ellis Rubin is demanding a new investigation of the Dade County Jail. It's 11 o'clock in South Florida, home of Crandon Park and the Ronnie Grant Show. WQ.
Temptation Eyes, Grassroots, and WQAM, Ronnie Grant Show, 11.02 with $84. And the name game jackpot for this hour, we will be calling someone the last name of Phelan in Miami. Phelan? I'm feeling all right.
I go downtown, body walk.
11.05, WQAM, as we keep the music rolling. Gonna stay a while with the bells.
I guess I'm gonna stay.
Oh, bless you, my child. Ronnie Grant with the bells, and guess I'm going to stay with you a while.
Winter, the time when drag racers spend long hours sweating out the unending search for the quicksilver speed that means the winning difference, putting heart and soul into a 1,500-horsepower engine. But now it's spring, time has run out. Now the theories must be proven in the heat of wild-open competition. This weekend, the Savage Professionals continue the blazing quest for over $1 million in seasonal prize money in the American Hot Rod Association's Grand American Series of Professional Drag Racing.
See over a million...